from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I thought he looked comfortable. I thought he looked like it wasn't too big for him, and that's part of being a young player and adjusting, and that didn't surprise me, though, because he's been, I would say, taking things in stride that way, right? So, and you see him, you're out of practice every day, right? He's executed, made some big-time plays, and today the ball didn't find him as much, and it wasn't really a game plan whatsoever for us. We were just out there trying to make sure that we had a chance to see where we were fundamentally and overall as a football team, and then had a chance to evaluate our personnel.
Bring on the regular season. How far
how many days are we away?
Ooh, 30. I'm going to guess. Hold on. I've been watching and loosely keeping up. I think it's 36 days away.
Until the Bills opener, until the NFL opener?
Ooh, Bills.
It is 27 days away.
Whoa, that's it?
Until the Bills opener, which means, what, 23 days until the... What is the opener?
The opener,
Chiefs and Ravens?
Yes, the opener is Xavier Worthy take Mageddon. Don't forget.
Well, especially now if Marquise Brown's out of the picture.
Marquise Brown out of the picture with an injury. Rashee Rice probably not getting suspended. I like how everyone in the league is just like, yeah, they're just not going to do anything until next year.
They're going to drag their feet on it and wait till next year.
Yeah.
Which, if you're the Chiefs, do you prefer that?
Well, now would. That Marquise Brown is hurt, yes.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice had 100 catches last year.
100 catches or 100 targets?
100 targets. Sorry, 100 targets.
Okay, yeah. 102, I mean, still 79 catches, though,
and he only,
as a second-round rookie.
And he only picked it up in the second half of the season.
How many times have we talked about him this offseason? Said his name. Only in relation to suspension, right?
A little bit. We've also...
Like, the Chiefs drafted a second-round receiver that put up the... How would we act this year if Keon Coleman had 79 catches for 938 yards and 7 touchdowns? We'd have the next Diggs.
He's a star.
Right. And Rice, it's like, oh, they got a guy. It's pretty good over there.
Not even that good. They did it without receivers, is what the story of the Chiefs was.
Right. He gets grouped into nobody did anything.
They did it with horrible receivers, and right. They had that guy as a rookie.
Who put up almost 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns. Isn't the overall on him that, yeah, he put up a lot of numbers, but he's probably not as good as what you think?
He
entered into a vacuum of receiving. Somebody had to do it.
Yep.
There were a lot of screens to him.
Ton of slants for him.
So he's not that he's a bad player. It's just...
No.
I'm not expecting him to take another step to like 1,400 yards this year.
No, I don't think so. And that's why they drafted one and signed one. He actually is a good comp for Coleman. They had some similar things about them coming out of college. And what do the Chiefs do? What do the Chiefs do that... Here's a thing for you. There's a good segment of the Bills fan base, I think, that would be confident the Chiefs can get something out of a player and the Bills might not be able to. And what I mean by that is you have Andy Reid. Andy Reid to Joe Brady right now on paper is a pretty big gap. If,
sure.
If Joe Brady closes that gap, well then, hey, let's go. That sounds great. But the idea is we have to make sure and we have to wait to see if Brady's going to put Coleman in the right positions to make plays. Same of Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir. Mm-hmm. You know, is he going to put guys in position to make plays? One spot that Brady did do that was Kincaid. Dorsey was not getting that done.
Right.
Shakir was not a part of Dorsey's offense really too much.
No.
And he was a big part of Brady's offense. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. How many days till the opener? You said 27 to the Bills opener.
27 to the Bills opener. It's like 23 to the Chiefs and it's Ravens, right?
Yeah.
I said Ravens.
Chiefs and Ravens.
Right. Okay.
Speaking of the Cardinals, can I tell you about a blockbuster fantasy football trade over the weekend? In a dynasty league.
And involve the Cardinals?
A little bit.
Did you trade Marvin Harrison Jr. away?
Effectively, yes.
Wow.
I did.
That's a choice.
I traded the first overall pick in the draft.
How hard was that to do? Did you do that? Don't you have Harrison Jr. in other places?
I do.
I bet you wouldn't have made that trade if you didn't have Marvin Harrison Jr. in other places.
You would be right. Maybe.
So is that good process?
Give me the.
You're making a decision for one league based on what you have in other leagues. No, actually, that is. I mean, everyone in fantasy does that. It's your portfolio.
Yes, that's right.
You want to diversify.
My portfolio.
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't have done it. Let me ask you. List for me the players in the league you would have to be getting back if you were trading away 1.1. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Who you would expect to have on your fantasy team for 10 years.
Because I did not shop this pick. Yeah. I received an offer, and I thought about it, and I accepted it.
No counteroffer? Like you didn't have to negotiate?
No counteroffer. I looked at it, thought about it.
You got offered, you texted me this, but I forgot who it was. CeeDee Lamb? CeeDee Lamb's my guess. I forgot who it was. It was a receiver, wasn't it?
I now have Justin Jefferson.
Right. Justin Jefferson.
The offer was Justin Jefferson and Ramondre Stevenson.
Okay.
Solid running back. My team is devoid of running backs.
Okay.
Just got an extension in New England. They're going to run the ball. 4. 1 overall and T. Higgins.
Okay. So you were giving up the better second player.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But getting a tougher position to find. Isn't it easier to get T. Higgins than it is to get Ramondre Stevenson? Second receivers are easy to find. Right now in fantasy football, let's quick fantasy conversation. Good luck in the running back world. Good luck.
Yeah.
How many do you love on your team? Is it like 7?
It's not many. There's not many bell cows left in the league, which is why everything's a split.
Right.
So getting like Stevenson, like he's kind of a low ceiling, high floor guy, I think, because he has the backfield to himself. But but he's also on a bad offense.
Yep.
So he's probably not going to get a lot of touchdowns. That's useful though. How many do I love? Like you love McCaffrey still.
You love
We need to look back on McCaffrey's career someday and be like, that dude was the number one pick in fantasy for 10 years. Running back, that is not normal.
Yeah.
Not in today's game. Maybe 5 other guys I'd be like really thrilled about at running back. Breece Hall I'd be pretty thrilled about.
Yep.
At the moment.
I would be happy with James Cook right now. Bijan's going to go ham.
Dorsey made a comment late last week about James Cook and short yardage.
Brady.
Joe Brady.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
You said Dorsey.
Dorsey.
Which had me thinking about Chubb, who would have been a guy you love to have.
You would have.
Hall of Fame talent.
But he's coming off ACL.
Yeah.
Joe Brady made a comment about James Cook. The question was about Ray Davis and short yardage. And Brady, eventually in his answer, without being set up for it, started talking about James Cook and how I just want a guy that has the lower leg strength that can push through. So he started talking about Cook and short yardage. Cook had 2 rushing touchdowns last year. And Allen's going to have 10. So a running back in this offense only has so much opportunity. But like Cook in fantasy, you need, for him to be like a top guy, he needs touchdowns. And for that, the Bills are going to have to start using him around the 5-yard line more often. because they have not done that with him at all. I still kind of question that they will. He's smaller, right?
Yeah.
I know what Brady said, but I still question that they're going to throw James Cook out there at the goal line.
I'd also say...
So he's good for fantasy right now.
To this general conversation about running backs in fantasy, I have a hard time because that might be the biggest place where fantasy lies to you. That
yeah.
bad running backs get fed a lot.
Yep.
The Rams do this. The Rams love to feed running backs that aren't even that good.
Right, but Kyren Williams is a fantasy star.
Because he's going to get the ball all the time.
Because he gets the whole offense.
Right.
Yeah. Is
Mixon was this for a little while. Like, I don't even think he's really that good, but he gets a ton of carries in Cincinnati's offense. And now
yeah.
Rashad White.
Yes, he's a fantasy king just because he catches checkdowns from Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, which...
I don't think he's even that great.
Right.
He's not terrible.
It might be a great idea to have him.
Yeah.
But I have trouble squaring... Do I want a player that might not be good? Because what if his team just finds out or, you know, acknowledges this guy's not that good?
Yeah. I've been waiting for this on – I have Najee Harris in a couple leagues. For years, I've been just like, please don't discover that he's actually terrible. Please don't figure out that he's actually not that good. And Arthur Smith now is there. So, like, oh, he might actually he's not going to know. I like Najee Harris this year because I think he's bad, but I don't think the coordinator's smart enough to figure it out.
Right.
Right, running back, it's this whole different maze that you're trying to weave your way through versus receiver. For the most part, if you just find a guy that's really good or great, you're probably going to have an easy time with him, right?
Yeah.
Like Justin Jefferson is in an offense where I have no idea what he's about to have at quarterback.
Doesn't matter.
And he's still going to be a top five guy.
Doesn't matter. He had monster numbers with Nick Mullins. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, it was tense.
He's only 3 years younger.
That's right.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
That's right.
Jefferson's still only 25 years old.
That's one of the... As soon as the offer came, I looked at all their ages.
Yeah.
And with Higgins, where's he going to play next year?
Higgins, man, like, I have friends that ask me all the time, like, oh, who is that next guy that they're going to go for? You guys always say, whoever the next Brandon Ayuk is. Who's that guy going to be? Is it T. Higgins?
No.
And every time someone says T. Higgins, I mean, that's the type of receiver I never want to give a second contract to. The contested catch guy that isn't as fast. Like, Kenny Golladay comes to mind for me.
Oh, he's not that. I don't think
he's that bad. But those guys often, I feel like, do not age well. Your T. Higgins types of receivers.
I think he's totally good. Fine to good. He's even stepped into a pretty good role when Chase has been hurt. He's not Chase.
No, you know, he's not. I think he's probably what he is right now. He's a really good number two receiver.
Right, which is a really good number two means he would be some team's number ones. He might be this team's number one.
Right now he would absolutely be. He wouldn't even be close. Yeah.
So I don't want to chase him. He's not the next Ayuk. Like, Ayuk is a top five guy in the league, and
right.
Higgins is definitely not that. But he's good, and I just don't know where he goes. Maybe he gets, you know, locked into some Cincinnati. You don't think that's going to happen. He's on a franchise tag. Maybe he moves.
Yep.
And they drafted Jermaine Burton behind him, and if Burton can, you know, keep his head on straight.
He's already popping off in the,
he sure
in
is.
The preseason a little bit.
Anyway, 803-0550. Hope everyone's starting to... You know how, like, when you're about to work out, you do some stretching?
Yeah.
Hope everyone in their brain is what I have to do right now. I have to stretch my brain and kind of get ready for all the fantasy football.
Yep.
It's going to take up 90% of my brain in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You're in 15 leagues and you're cutting back. I'm in 6?
Mm-hmm. That doesn't even count all my underdog stuff that I'm doing, like the
best ball
drafts.
Why doesn't everybody just call best ball drafting what it is, which is quick pick? Use quick picking. It's like a lottery quick pick. I'll take these players, and then I'll take these. I'll buy 17,000 tickets and hope one of them hits. It's a quick pick with some skill involved. Read a draft guide. Go quick pick.
Do you know who the player is that, like, on Underdog? You can click on like your like a portfolio, and you can look at your exposure percentage on
who
every
are you
player.
Most exposed on.
Who's the player I have the highest percentage of in the drafts I've done?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'll give you a hint. It's a bill.
Is it Shakir?
No.
It's a Kincaid.
It's Kincaid. I end up with Kincaid more than any other player. He's going like fourth round, fifth round. Sometimes it's like the sixth tight end. Like, I'm drafting him over Trey McBride because Harrison is, I think, going to come right in and have a huge share. I'm drafting him over, you know, Andrews even a little bit. I think he's going to be the number one in an Allen offense. And how many tight ends in the league can you go into this year and say, oh, yeah, that's going to be their number one? Like, Kelsey's going to be
that's
that.
Right.
Maybe Andrews will be that.
This is, again, to a fantasy point because...
It's a fantasy point, yeah.
Yeah, because how many offenses go to the tight end number one because he's definitely a top three option in the league versus how many do it because he's the default top option?
Right.
I mean, Kelsey's been the top option for the Chiefs for many years. And Tyreek Hill was there for a while, too.
Andrews has been more...
Andrews was that
great.
He was that for multiple seasons.
But wasn't he also the number one by default because they didn't have any great receivers?
ESPN did one of their open scores where they graded every single pass catcher in the entire NFL.
Okay.
And Mark Andrews came away as the best pass catcher in the NFL.
Really?
It was like 2 years ago. Yeah. Open score, catch score.
Okay, so then that wouldn't... He was
legitimately as good as a number one receiver to have was having Mark Andrews for a period of time. I don't know if that's still the case. You know, Kincaid, could he grade out there? Sure. We've got other young tight ends coming in. You've got Brock Bowers. We'll see where how it looks for him.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Ben Sinnott, who had a big highlight reel play for...
There's a lot of people that like Ben Sinnott.
Washington.
Yeah. That's Washington's top tight end. Washington could be a little interesting this year.
Little.
If the quarterback's exciting. I got quarterbacks on teams I've never been interested in my life.
The Bears and the Commanders?
The Bears and the Commanders.
Yeah,
are out here like maybe going to be playing some exciting football if their quarterbacks aren't that bad. And their quarterbacks look, I mean, that's number one and number two pick, and they both play styles that would make you interested. I will be very, like, Bo Nix looked good yesterday for Denver. That's one I'm not mentally prepared for.
Yeah.
Denver could be interesting because of Bo Nix, who...
He had a good game.
Four
touchdown drives?
Yep. Four touchdown drives. I never see
four
anything
scoring drives, four
on
scoring
Bo
drives.
Nix other than jokes about how long he's played college football for.
Yeah.
That he's like 30 years old or has played since like 2010. He's played a lot of college football, but he looked really good yesterday.
Who was the other guy that was Brandon Whedon and Chris Wenke?
They were actually old, though. They were actually old. Like 28?
Chris Wenke was so old. And so was Brandon Whedon.
Yeah. Like, I think 20. Brandon Whedon played baseball, though. Like, that's, he took a break in the middle and played baseball. Bo Nix just played like 7 years of college football.
Yeah.
Somehow.
803-0550. Josh went to the fair and is pulled up on stage. Hold on, let me guess which show it was. You didn't tell me which show yet. Was it the American Dairy Goat Association show?
It was not that.
Okay. How about the cattle dressing contest?
No, I didn't know that was
a
thing.
Were you a participant in the jetpack flying water circus?
No, oh, but I did see that. I wasn't even in the grandstands to like, or the grandstands, the bleachers to see it. I saw the guy from like 200 feet away. I just see him up in the air, and he's like waving around to all the people walking around.
On a jetpack of water?
Yeah, it's the thing on his feet.
Yeah.
And there's a hose coming out from between his feet.
So in order to have that, don't you need a body of water?
Yeah, there's a giant pool
right underneath. And he's just flying.
Yep. Yeah, he's probably like easily 100 feet in the air.
100 feet?
100 feet?
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to tell from that far away, but he was
He's
high.
Like in the clouds.
No. 100 okay.
feet?
Maybe not 100 feet. Maybe like 50 feet, but still.
That's still pretty crazy.
And he's like doing like spins and stuff and like flipping around and everything.
Just one guy?
Yeah.
Can one guy call himself a circus?
Interesting.
That's a good point.
What's the? It's an act at that point.
It's called
isn't
the Jetpack Flying Water Circus. If it's one person, can he call himself a circus?
I mean, there like, might have been a second, but I only saw one.
I feel like he's more of an act than he is a circus.
It does say stunt men perform aerial daredevil turns, flips, and breathtaking stunts above a 4 foot deep portable Olympic size pool.
4 foot deep is not that deep either. I had the worry of like, what happens if he falls? And everyone, all my friends are like, well, he's falling into water. I'm like, yeah, but the water's not that deep.
Yeah.
Four feet. 4 feet, yeah.
That's not that deep. If you're falling from like 50 feet in the air, you're going to go right to the bottom of the pool.
Also, there's a point where you fall into water and it might be 50 feet where it feels like you're hitting concrete. Maybe it's not 50. Maybe 50 feet's a little.
It might be 40 feet. Who knows? It seems pretty like a pretty.
And into a 4 foot pool.
Yeah. Also, I don't know why I'm feeling like I should object the word portable pool. It's not portable. You can take it apart and rebuild it. Portable to me is, what's a portable cassette player? You can carry it. You can't call it.
Well, they're moving it from place to place, though,
aren't
they?
That doesn't make it portable.
I feel like a portable pool.
It's more portable than a regular pool.
You should be able to put it on wheels and like roll it around or
something. So would you have a better, easier time calling it a mobile pool?
Sure.
It's moving.
I mean, you don't have to even convince me that it can move. I don't think that there's a pool there at all times at the Erie County Fair. Calling something portable to me means one person can carry it.
So you have a problem with it being a portable pool and a circus?
I'm less upset about the circus now because there's multiple people involved.
Circus is a traveling company of acrobats, clowns, and other entertainers. A traveling company.
Okay, that's what this is. That's what this is. Stunt men performing aerial tricks.
Yeah.
That's fine. This is a circus. Portable pool? No.
Nope. Definitely not a portable. What if it had wheels on it and you could move it around that way without having to take it down?
No.
Then it'd be portable?
Portable pool is like a kiddie pool. That pool is portable.
A kiddie pool is portable.
Yeah.
Like the plastic, like one-piece ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Portable means you can carry it.
Well, you can't.
Would you refer to your refrigerator as portable? I mean, on some level, you can put it on wheels and but
right,
oh,
right.
Look, it's my new portable refrigerator because it can move locations. That's not portable.
Is that all portable means is that you can take it from place to place to place? Because that's what they're doing with the pool, isn't it?
Sure. Is an airplane portable?
A portable definition. Able to be easily carried or moved, especially because
easily
being
is a
of a lighter
here.
Or smaller version than usual.
Yes.
So it's not a portable television.
Oh, well, it's not smaller than usual. They said it's Olympic size.
So it's not a portable pool.
So this is an above ground pool,
yes.
Obviously, then, right?
What do you think? They dig it out every time?
Did they find a hole somewhere? I don't know.
Dig it out in the middle of the parking lot of the fairgrounds?
Yeah, no, that's fair. Huh. So this is not the show you were involved in.
No.
Oh, okay,
no,
let's go
not.
Back. Let's back to our guessing on the shows you made.
Yeah.
Hillby the German Juggle Boy.
No, I did
not
even
that
see
one
that
either.
Would be awesome.
The Red Trouser Show.
That's it.
That's the one.
The Red Trouser Show.
Okay, you were in the Red Trouser Show.
So these guys, there's two guys, and they were telling their story. They've known each other since like first grade, and they're like comedic acrobats, basically. I mean, they're juggling like torches that are on fire. They're doing headstands on the other one's head. So there's one guy standing there, he's got a little pad on his head, and the other guy gets a running start and they like flip him up and then he puts his head on top of the other guy's head and he stands there. Like no problem at all.
Huh.
I was involved because they have a freestanding ladder that's straight up in the air.
Okay.
And there's at first they called out four guys and they're holding the ropes at four corners to hold this ladder up in the air. And then at one point they were like, actually it's pretty windy out today. We need one more guy on each ropes. So I'm just kind of standing there, like, not really looking to volunteer myself because, I don't know, I just didn't want the thought of holding this ladder up for these guys, like, just in case, you know? And all of a sudden, the guy's, like, looking away from me, and he points over at me, and he goes, you, over there, I think I have my, like, aviator sunglasses on, and he's like, you in the sunglasses, come on up here, you look strong. And I'm like, Okay. And so I get up there and I have to hold the rope with this guy as these guys are climbing up this freestanding ladder to do a handstand on top of the 20-foot ladder in the air.
While you guys are holding the ladder.
While we're holding the ropes that are holding the ladder.
Holding the ladders.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
It was.
So you guys are under pressure then.
Yeah. And they were like, don't pull the ropes, but also don't let there be slack. Just keep a solid tension.
Yeah.
And as soon as these guys flip into their handstands, I feel my rope slack a little bit. And like my heart drops and I'm like, oh my God, this ladder's
losing,
about to fall.
You're losing the rope.
Yeah. I'm like, this ladder's about to fall. These guys are about to fall onto the ground and
it's gonna be your fault.
Yeah. And I was like, this is terrible. But then you know what? They flip and they stand up there for a few seconds and
yeah,
they flip back down and they come down the ladder and that's it. There was a whole show, but that was like their big finale. So they were really funny too. It was a great act. I loved like just the little random ones like that. It was just like off to the side and you know, they were good.
Crazy they would be trying this in the wind on what day was this, Saturday?
Yesterday,
the windiest weekend. If you were I guess in the fair maybe a little better. I was out near the water for both of these days. How tall was this ladder?
20 feet.
Okay. That would have been pretty windy up
there.
It's
a big. So, was the 20-foot ladder your basis for how high the 100-foot guy was?
He was above the 20-foot ladder.
Five times as high?
I don't know if five times. Maybe 100 feet 100. Was a little much. 100 feet was a little much, but definitely like 50 feet in the air. This guy was pretty high up there on the water jetpack thingy.
I got to get to the fair.
The food was great, too. I had a buffalo corn on the cob.
I know. I'm looking at the food right now.
It was a corn on the cob with hot sauce, blue cheese, and celery on it, and it was really, really good.
I've got deep fried cookie dough on the list. Isn't fried cookie dough just cookies?
No, it's completely different.
No, because cookies are baked.
It's so good. Like they just
it's just
the
a deep
dough.
Fried cookie then, though,
it's
isn't
a deep,
it?
Well, deep fried cookie dough.
But if you were going to make a deep fried cookie, wouldn't you put cookie dough in a deep fryer and then it comes out a cookie?
I think put a regular cookie.
They drop the cookie dough into the fryer in batter. And then the batter fries.
It stays dough-like
in the
middle?
When you open it up, it's all melted and ooey and gooey and everything, and it's really good.
I see, boy, look at some of this food. Polish garbage plate sounds like something I want to try some of that.
Yeah.
I want to get on that. Honey butter chicken fries.
Yep.
Sausage parm. Got to be honest. Never thought about it.
A sausage parm?
Sausage parm.
That's a staple. You got to do a sausage
parm. Have you had a sausage parm?
I've had a sausage parm.
I've never even heard the words put together before. Yeah. I'm interested. All right.
I went to an all-star dog show as well, which was pretty cool.
Those are always great.
They were like catching frisbees and doing agility courses and stuff.
They always deliver.
Saw a dog jump 50 inches off the ground. That one I know for sure the measurement. The guy was saying it out loud.
Not 100 feet.
No.
All right. No NFL game tonight. What a crime.
Yeah, we got nothing tonight.
Nothing.
The White Sox are not even on their streak anymore. That would be interesting. Soccer doesn't start till Friday.
Next preseason game is Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Come on.
Thursday.
There's no like carryover Olympics, like how they have some events that start before the opening ceremonies. There's no events that end after the closing ceremonies.
How the NHL has trades come in after the deadline.
Yeah, yeah. None of that?
No, the next you've got is Eagles-Patriots.
No, we got to wait. Got to wait for Eagles-Patriots 3 days.
Yep. And then Saturday, a full boat of preseason games. Two on Sunday. No Mondays.
Hmm.
Week three. Didn't we normally have Monday night football in the preseason? Here's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No Mondays.
You think so?
No Monday. Did I imagine that? We never had Monday. You know what it probably was? A game is on a Thursday, but they call it Monday night football because it's the production.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's, you know what I think is firing up today? I'm double checking this. I think the Little League World Series is starting up today. No, not your thing.
I'm not gonna watch that.
Yeah, Little League World Series. It starts this week. No, what's wrong with the Little League World Series? You can bet on it, can't you?
I wouldn't say anything's wrong with it. I am not gonna watch it.
Northwest Pennsylvania. They're gonna be like -125 tonight.
What kind of props we got? No, I'm not gonna.
Oh, Little League World Series prop bets. Let's go.
All right, 803-0550. Welcome to the preseason. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.